My name is Mindy Douglas, and I am the pastor of First Presbyterian Church in Durham, North Carolina. It is a bold move to talk about reconciliation in a world of brokenness. It is a bold move to talk about forgiveness in a world so willing to harbor hatred and hostility against those who are different. It is a bold move to bear the truth of wrongdoing, to name and claim a role in the past and present trauma of another. Reconciliation can't happen without such bold moves. The word reconcile means to make good again, to repair. People of faith recognize our broken relationships with God and with each other and are called to repair that which is broken. In both Judaism and Christianity, such reconciliation first requires repentance. To repent means to turn, to change, to be transformed. To repent is to say, I have wronged you, I am sorry, I will not do it again. True reconciliation happens when such words of repentance are spoken with honesty, compassion, weight, and intention, and followed by acts of reparation, healing, and love. Archbishop Desmond Tutu says, "The simple truth is, we all make mistakes, and we all need forgiveness. There is no magic wand we can wave to go back in time and change what has happened or undo the harm that has been done, but we can do everything in our power to set right what has been made wrong. We can endeavor to make sure the harm never happens again." Reconciliation occurs when those in a broken relationship desire for things to be different and are willing to work to repair what has been broken. Over the centuries, in times of peace as well as times of war, music has played a powerful role in reconciliation. Music, after all, is the universal language that connects us and reminds us of the ties that bind us together. Powerful music breaks open our soul and invites us to name and claim the broken places in our lives and to be reconciled with God, with ourselves, and with one another. In this season, may music bring us peace, and may we be instruments of peace and reconciliation with one another.